Now, dear God, we thank you in the wondrous name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you that you have brought us into your presence today. We're asking that we could commit everything to you. Lord, in your faithfulness, help us to be faithful this morning. Lord God, we know that your abundance of grace helps in every time of need, and we as a people need it now. Lord, you are the deliverer. And we're asking in the name of your wondrous Son, Jesus, to deliver to us today the wonderful beauty and love in the presence of the King of Kings. Lord, let your Spirit anoint. Let us open up to the things that you would have us to grow into today. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, if we'd get our Bibles and open to the book of John, we're going to the 20th chapter. And we'll begin reading in the 19th verse, and that is John chapter 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. Wow. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. And I think it's so precious just because this brother, you know what, he was having some hard time. He wasn't believing what was going on here. These brothers, they didn't throw him out. So think of that. They were spiritual. They stayed in with the stuff to, by the grace of God, restore such a one. But then came Jesus. See, here we go. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered, and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And brothers and sisters, that's where we're going to kind of hang today, is right here with this. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Now again, last week we started exploring believer's remorse. And believer's remorse found in direct disobedience. We saw that last week. And we're going to stay with this thought of believer's remorse. And we're going to touch upon the next type of that remorse. And that comes when we do not trust God. The believer's remorse that we have when we do not trust God. And I believe what a clear example we have here in this brother Thomas of the blessing that could have been. The blessing that could have been. Now Thomas was truly blessed if we really think about this story. He was truly blessed in being the only disciple that was excluded from seeing the Lord at that appearing there to them. The other disciples saw him, but he didn't. And really it was a great opportunity to trust the Lord at his word. To trust the Lord in what he was said would be. To trust the word of God back in the wonderful prophets foretold of this moment. But especially in John 2 when Jesus Christ himself said, Destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. That's what he had heard. That's what they knew. But God was giving him the specific chance, the special opportunity to believe it. And you know, brothers and sisters, as I read this, I truly have to say, I do not want to live a life of what could have been. I don't want to sit in an assembly, and I'm talking about Living Waters Tabernacle, year after year after year, and coming to the point of, Lord, what could have been? I don't want to miss what He wants to deliver. And praise God, He's delivering everything at this time. I want to redeem that time. I want to believe Jesus. He said, brothers and sisters, that He would bring us into nothing short of His perfect will if we'll let Him. He said that we have been blessed. Think of this. You've heard it so many times, but let it strike real. You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. All of them. Only place they're found in the heavens. In Christ Jesus. And that is now. So many people are living that for some day. No, it's that day is now. I have been blessed with all of them now. It's today. It's right now. And trusting God that they're mine, they're appearing in my life right now. And as I read this story, I want to encourage us. I want to encourage myself that, you know, when I don't see something with my eyes and have the chance to believe God for it, man, I better take it. I better get after it. Praise God, I better embrace those times. Lord, it looks awful dark in this place, but I know You're here. I can't see something with my eyes, but hallelujah, I know You've got it all under control, and You're taking care of it for me right now. Oh, hallelujah. I'm as good as delivered. Praise God, I've already gone through it. I just have to understand and trust God. I'm in it, and there's no greater treasure for me to be than with Jesus Christ, growing in Him. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a treasure. Now you might ask though, well, that sounds all good and well, brother, but you know, we were talking about that Wednesday. I'm trying. I told you, quit trying. Knock that stuff off. That's not going to get it done. Just be. You know Him as your Savior, your new creation. Just be. Hallelujah. See, that old sinful thing, that's not you. Don't need to worry about that by the grace of God. I just want to yield, Lord. You take care of it. I'm just being, again, that new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. That You've created in me and caused me to be by Your wonderful grace upon that cross. But I know that we think sometimes, well, how do I really know when I'm not trusting the Lord fully? I've got lots of things to tell you on that one. But I'm going to give you one key thing, because we'll have a limited time. I don't want to get long-winded on you yet like Paul. I don't know if you can bear me yet. But we're just going to trust God. But one of the greatest indicators when you're really not fully trusting God, I believe, brothers and sisters, is you'll have a lack of joy. If you're lacking joy, you're not trusting God. You're not. There'll be a joy unspeakable and full of glory when you trust God. You'll be satisfied with a handful of meal. A little bit of oil. Cold cup of water. It'll make you sing like nothing before. You could be sitting in the mansion of mansions. And you look at these people that are out there. You read about them. That's all they want you to read about anyways. This old world coming at you. Don't you know? This is what's going to make you happy. You got to have a big car. You got to be famous. You got to have a big house. Those are the most miserable people I think I probably ever have seen in my life. And that's the truth. And you know it is. Set your affections on things above. Doesn't matter what I have down here. As long as I have Jesus and He's growing in me, I've got it all. I have got it all. Praise the Lord. But again, not to be caught up in these things, except the things of the Lord, and then the joy comes. And it so clearly again is said right here in this text with Thomas. Jesus tells it how it is. And He always does. He says, blessed are they. You want to be blessed are they? I want to be blessed are they. I don't want to be the other guy. Because that guy's not blessed. Okay, now let's follow it through. Do you know that that word blessed, brothers and sisters, it's a specific word in the Greek. There's a lot of different blesseds out there, but this means supremely blessed. Supremely blessed. Hallelujah. I want to live a life of supremely blessed. And you know where it is? It's so simply, it's in believing God in His Word. It's in believing Jesus and what He has called us to. Praise God to be supremely blessed. And I believe by His grace, there's many that are living supremely blessed lives here today. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. You have the opportunity. Everyone here today can in a moment begin to live supremely blessed. I pray that you believe God for that. You can begin living that today. You don't have to be fooled by the devil. You don't have to be, again, encouraged in these things that are just going to rob you. You're supremely blessed because you have His Word. It's there for you. It's like you have this giant bank account. All the cash is there. It'll never run out. I know that people would be singing and dancing in the pew. You have it. You have far more than that. You say, oh, let me just have the other. No, you don't want that. You want what God wants for you. If you'll accept where God has you, take what God wants for you, you will be the most thankful, content, praised, joyous creature you could ever be. And that's the truth. You can't buy joy. You can't. It has to be Jesus. You can't buy peace. It's got to be Jesus. You can't buy grace. It's got to be Jesus. I appreciate my brother saying that to me so many different times. He said, you know, everybody wants this. If you asked anybody in the world, they'd say, I want peace. I want grace. I want joy. I want rest. I want all that stuff. But you know what they don't want? They don't want Jesus. And if you don't want Jesus and you don't want Him in the fullness of what He wants to bring in your life, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss the blessing just like Thomas had the chance to have that particular blessing. Now, God, in His infinite mercy, He came to him and He said, hey, look, son, I don't want you murmuring and complaining. I'm here. Oh, hallelujah. My Lord's here. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you, there was remorse in not trusting God. I know there was remorse because you know what? I've been there. I know there's remorse when I don't trust God. I want to live victory. I want to be thankful. I want that devil to regret that he ever came around because I'm believing God for my life. I love to inflict it that way because it's glory unto my Lord. Praise the Lord. God, sure, He had to turn away as His Son was dying upon that cross. But it was the greatest thing because He knew that His Son was bringing man to Him. Hallelujah. He couldn't look upon the sin, but He sure did want that to go forth. Hallelujah. There was a lot of stuff going on. But He knew we would sit here today and we would rejoice about what His Son did, what His Son's doing. And I'm not, by His grace, going to miss the blessing that He wants me to have. Oh, hallelujah. See, that's where God wants us to go with Him. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what I'm telling you? I did much of my life. I lived that missing those blessings like Thomas did. I'll be honest, I did. And you know why? Because I kept being just hard-headed. I'd say, Lord, I need to see this. I'd say, Lord, I'm looking to feel something. Lord, I've got to understand it. And that's going to miss it. But praise be to God, I'm not missing it anymore. I'm believing Jesus. It's that simple. I'm believing Him. And not just stopping at this verse or that chapter or the one that was on my wall. Every bit of it that's for me, I'm taking. Praise God, and it is for me. You talk about being in the Fort Knox of infinity. I'm thankful I've walked into that throne room and I don't want to leave. I just don't. It's too good. It really is. It's just the real deal. And I'm thankful He's bringing it forth to us, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. But you see, old Israel, they kept looking with their eyes, didn't they? Remember when they were out there in the wilderness and all of those things, even when they were in Egypt, they kept seeing one miracle after another miracle. Man, the things that they'd see. But they kept looking with their eyes. They kept living it with their bellies. What you gonna do for me now, Lord? My goodness, you better start being thankful. then you'll get it. Then you'll really receive it. Oh, but Lord, what can you do for me today? It's not that attitude. I get up and say, Lord, I wonder what you're going to do for me today. What you're going to do in me today. Hallelujah. Yesterday, I was taking my boys to a little basketball tournament that they were in the morning. And again, it was so sweet just driving over there. What you going to do for me today? And my little boy, he actually stayed home. And I got the phone call, Dad, the plumbing's busted in the basement and it's going off like a sprinkler. And I just kind of really smiled. And I thought, you know, Lord, what you doing for me today? Yeah. But he's working something good in it. Even when he called back the second time, Daddy, Mama's crying. What are we going to do? So see, he was working on him too. He's working on Mama. He's working on Dad. And all of these different things. And that's just a little thing we know. But I hope we can apply that all the way through. Praise the Lord of what he is doing. Oh, hallelujah, how good he is. But you see, even though they were there to see those things, brothers and sisters, they missed it. They may have been there. They were in the presence of it. They saw it, but they missed the blessing. But Brother Moses didn't. No, he got all of it, and it was wonderful. Joshua, he would get all of it. Praise God. Because they kept trusting God. At times, sure, they couldn't see things. They couldn't understand how these things were going down. It didn't look very good, but they knew that the presence of God was with them. They knew that he would never forsake them. He brought them thus far. Hallelujah. He wasn't going to abandon them. He's brought us this far, brothers and sisters. He's not going to abandon you. I'm telling you, he's not. He is faithful. He is so faithful. He's given his life for you. Praise God. I was thinking again about those sheep. He's laid down his life for you sheep. That's awesome. Gave it all. I know he's taking care of it. And it's precious what he does and how he does it and how he's always there. And they knew that his presence was with them. And you know, that really is one of the great keys of trusting God. You've got to go it alone. Did you know that? To trust God, you have got to go alone. Because God tries us individually. Mm-hmm. And he does. Now, he'll bring us in things as a people, and it's sweet. It's wonderful. But even when he moves us as a people, he's still trying us individually. And that's what he was doing with Thomas. It's always going to be one-on-one with him. It's always going to be that intimate with him. He's going to bring it that way to us. It was just like with Thomas here in this story. We were reading here. You could see those disciples coming at him. Well, come on, brother. All of us believe it. Why aren't you believing it? Come on. We all know that Jesus has risen. I do appreciate this, brother, though. He wasn't just going to go along with it because everybody else was saying it was that way. He wanted to believe for himself. And I respect that. I do. And even Jesus himself, when he came and appeared before him, he didn't go on and he said, hey, look, man, all your other brothers, they're believing us. Look at you. No, he didn't say that. Didn't say that at all. It was precious how the Lord came to him. He said, you know what, dear brother, why don't you come on over here? Come on over here and take your fingers. I want you to see this and I want you to put them in the holes of my hand. See, he wasn't being facetious with him. He wasn't being mean to him or anything. He loved him. And he said, you know what? Even with your unbelief, I love you still. See, I'm the faithful one. I'm the faithful one. I want you to come on over here. And I want you to take your fingers and I want you to put them in the holes of my hand. Hallelujah. I want you to take your hand, not just put it and touch it. I want you to thrust it into my side. Hallelujah. I want you to go deep in me. I want you to touch me. Do you see what Jesus is calling us to? He wants you to touch him. He wants you to hold him. He wants you to handle him. He wants you to bring him. Hallelujah. He's drawn nigh unto you. Now draw nigh unto him. Get into Jesus. He wants you to draw nigh. He wants you to be as that wonderful disciple that loved him. He was the one that had his head on his breast. He was the one that was there with him. This is why this brother John, he brings out these things so mightily, because the Spirit, this was the disciple who Jesus loved. Oh. I want you to see it for yourself, Thomas. I want you to see it for yourself, Thomas. I don't want you to rely on anybody else, Thomas. I'm here in the room with you alone. Isn't that just the greatest? I got to thinking about that sister that had that issue with the blood. I don't know how many thousands of people were running around Jesus at that time. The healer's here. Let's go get it. They were pushing on him and shoving on him and touching him and grabbing him. You talk about a mob. But you know what? She wasn't discouraged by it. Sometimes I've been discouraged by crowds. I've been down to the Bronco game with my dad, and I remember we had tickets, and they were all thronging to get in there and everything. He said, son, let's go. He didn't want to get in there. But you know what? With Jesus, go. Get in there. She didn't withdraw. She got into that. Hallelujah. And she persevered because she knew that she needed to touch him. And with all of those people that were around him, I'm so thrilled that he said, who touched me? He knows you. He knew this woman. This woman that was despised. This woman that no one wanted to be around. She was sick. She may have even had something somebody else could have caught. I don't know. But she came boldly. And she said, Jesus, I need to touch you. And right when she touched him, virtue came out of him. Virtue is coming out of him. And it's continuing to come out of him. And it's coming to us. Can you touch him today? Do you realize that we're touching him at this moment? Because we're coming before him as vessels unto his throne. And we're saying, Lord, we believe that we can come in and I can take this hand and I can thrust it into your side. I can go into the very heart of God with it. I know you're moved with my infirmity. I know that when I am weak, then I am strong. I know that I am blessed when I am in the greatest affliction and trial in my life. Then does the power of Christ rest upon me. And I'm experiencing it right now. And I don't know, and I'm going to tell you something. And I'm not trying to be dramatic to you. I almost can't even read the words on these pages right now. I'm about ready to fall down. I don't know what the enemy's got going on in my body right now. I don't know. And I don't want you to panic. Because I know the Lord is here. And this is a mighty thing. And there was a moment I was fearful a moment ago. But I know he's got it. I know he's got me. And I know that there's going to be powers. And there's going to be principalities. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be spiritual wickedness. And there's going to be lots of things that are going to try to stop his word. But you know what? Nothing can stop the word of God. It's all powerful. There's nothing that can stand against it. Everything's going to pass away, heaven and earth, but the Word of God is going to remain forever. It's going to go on, and it's going to grow greater because our wonderful Lord is going to take us into the exceeding riches of His grace and build it into our life. Hallelujah. I'm thankful I am in His keeping. And see, that's what the Lord does. Hallelujah. Supremely blessed. Supremely blessed. I am supremely blessed. I know that God has to take us through things. We're going to be weak in body. We're going to be a little bit weak in mind. But I'm asking the Lord, I want to trust you, and I want to go into the land of supremely blessed. Hallelujah. I want to come out from among them, and I'm going to be separate. I'm going to say, Jesus, you know what? I'm going to trust you for everything, everything by your grace. By your grace, and you're going to take care of it. Hallelujah. To be supremely blessed. Now, to believe Him more and more. Lord, increase our faith. Isn't that wonderful? I was thinking again of Brother Hill and how sweetly he would come and tell us over and over again. Increase our faith. Lord, increase our faith. Lord, help our unbelief. Because you know what? He knew, didn't he? Praise God, he knew. But you know what? I know too. And you know what? You know too. Because you know that there is a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And those that are supremely blessed, and that's, again, all by grace, taking all that faith that he wants me to have and living it in my life and to be supremely blessed, those are the ones that are going to win the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, it is. It's going to be that way. I'm going to win him by faith. By faith, hallelujah. He's made the provision. Got all of it there for me. Just to, again, withhold, hallelujah, nothing and behold Him for everything. Now, the Lord's so mighty. Praise God. I know many of us here today that are sitting here are being held back because maybe we want to feel something. Again, I know that. I need to feel something more. I get a little bit bored about thinking about I'm going to go read my Bible. Let's be honest. Come on. I don't want to go to church today because I don't feel like it. Come on. I understand those things. Maybe you've never lived it. I know you have. But I'm going to get up in front of you and tell you I have. There's times I don't feel like opening my Bible. Many of us are held back because maybe, again, we're trying to accomplish something. Well, Lord, you haven't let this happen in my life. I feel like I've always been held back. Maybe today you're being held back sitting here today because you feel that you need to understand something more. Come on. Well, I'm not getting it like brother so-and-so is or sister so-and-so is. Stay with that thought. Let me tell you something. You can't push God. You cannot push God. You're His workmanship. And to remind you, in case you never knew this, I think you do, God has His own schedule. He does. And it's exact. And He's not going to change it for you. He will not do that. And it's not because He's cruel. No, it's because He knows what you need. Now you think if you're even a parent, and I think about raising children, there's times that they think that they know. There's many times they think that they know. And just like you've heard that old adage, I never realized how wise mom and daddy were until I grew up. And it's true. Know how wise your Lord is. Know how good He is. Know how He won't withhold anything good from you. Know that we need to learn to wait upon the Lord. Oh, big time. We need to wait upon the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I was watching this show. Shouldn't watch these shows. It makes me hungry. But those cooking shows sometimes. My wife leaves it on there and I should be watching something else. And they start cooking something and I sit there and it does nothing good for your weight. I promise. But I saw them making these cakes and it was something. And they were making these wedding cakes. And how beautiful and amazing. And the talent that goes into those. And it's just amazing. They're little artists and how they do that. But I got to thinking and the Lord encouraged my heart. He said, son, you're like that cake. And I thought, oh, that's wonderful. And praise the Lord, I'm like that cake. But no, He really brought that thought to me. He said, you know, all the ingredients there, son, I've given you everything. Everything that you need is right there. It's in your life right now. But it's just like a cake. And this is the thing that they were so impressing upon in baked goods. And I didn't realize this. And you ladies and men that know how to bake things like that. That temperature, that time, it's critical. It's absolutely critical. And the Lord said, son, if you try to rush it, you try to hurry me up, you'll ruin it. You'll ruin it. And that's the truth. And I understand that. Praise God. So instead of saying, Lord, I want to feel something, how about trying, Lord, I need more faith. Oh, amen. Amen. How about, Lord, instead of me wanting to accomplish something down here, how about let me want to win Christ my prize? Hallelujah. How about instead of, Lord, I need to understand this and I need to understand it right now. How about instead be still and know that I am God? We're having a big problem with that, brothers and sisters. I raise my hand up and I say, Lord, I have a problem with that sometimes. I need to be still, settle down, and realize that this is the pasture that you have me in today, and it's knee-deep in clover, as my dear brother used to say. Let me rejoice in it. Don't let me keep putting my head up. I think of those, you see those horses and different things sometimes. They have all that knee-deep clover over there and all over here. And there they got their head in that barbed wire fence. They're all twisted up and they're trying to eat some weed on the other side. Let things speak to you. Know what you've got in front of you. Know what you have by the grace of God. What provisions He's made. Get out of that dumpster. Hallelujah. You're sitting at the King's buffet. He's got it here. Let God. You got to back off and quit doing. You got to quit trying to be something. You already are something. Praise God. You're a child of the King, and all you have to do, you've got the pedigree, just grow up in it. You're there. Hallelujah. He just wants you to grow up. You will be the finest queen. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? You'll be ready for royalty. You already are. He just wants you to grow up. Oh, the simplicity that's in Christ. I'll just wrap it up. He's in our midst today, brothers and sisters. He is. He's here in a mighty way. He's speaking to His sheep. And His sheep hear His voice. It's so exciting. Just like Brother Thomas. Just like Brother Thomas, He's here. And He's saying the same thing today because His Word is the same. It never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's saying, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. And why? Because I'm here. I'm here. He said He'd never leave you nor forsake you. I'm here. I'm the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm here. That just blows my heart. Nothing can separate you from my love. There's no condemnation right now. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I'm free. And I'm free with Him. And we're together. And we're inseparable. And all He's doing is saying, honey, just come on. Believe me. Trust me. Put your entire confidence. How many times we've heard that, brothers and sisters? You ready to do that today? You ready to make the move with God? I know you believe Him. I do it. I know that you believe that He is. Yes. Now, let's go on to believe that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Let's don't limit what He can do in our life. We understand that He is. We understand that He is very God of very God. We understand that He is our Savior here today. But we need to understand that He's the very lover of your soul. And as the very lover of my soul, you know what I can do? I can put my absolute confidence in Him. And I am supremely blessed. I am supremely blessed. Go ahead and worship the Lord a little bit. Let's stand up and worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, my Lord. Oh, yea, I am with thee always, even to the end of the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, dear God. Oh, hallelujah. You are over us as your people. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dear God, we thank you again for your presence. Hallelujah. It is so powerful. Lord, let us know as your people it never leaves us. Your presence is there. Lord, help us to have that confidence in your love to us. And in the name of Jesus, we say thank you and amen. Amen.